The following is another Class Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And Kearney Catholic will push the ball up the floor. Teal baseball pass down. Another three right corner. Prasoski is 3 for 3. 11 points for Ali Prasoski. The Stars are 4 of 6 from downtown. And all of a sudden, their 7-point deficit is a 7-point lead.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Central Catholic Early Season Tournament as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Norfolk Catholic Girls and Parkview Christian Boys. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Taking on the right wing, sneaking in from behind to knock the ball away will be Harrison Pierce. Fast break up to Moore. Moore lays it up and in, and a blocking foul called on Skolai. And a chance for a 3-point play here for Matt Moore.
The girls' game is a top 10 rematch of last year's state tournament opening round game won by the Stars. The boys' game will feature the first ever meeting between Kearney Catholic and the state raid Parkview Christian. It's Kearney Catholic Stars basketball coming up next. But first in a new Tech Heat pregame show, we'll join Classic Kids Sports Director Doug Duda from Sandy Creek High School. Right after this word from New Tech Heat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Sandy Creek. It's time for Friday Night Basketball, the opening Friday of the 2013 season. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. There's no fancy name to this preseason get-together. It's the Central Catholic Early Season Tournament. Maybe we'll come up with something a little brighter than that, but it used to be the old Hastings College preseason tournament, and the teams have grown and switched out, and tonight we have semi-final action after Kearney Catholic swept Sandy Creek. They're playing at Sandy Creek tonight. The Norfolk Catholic girls up first, and then they'll take on the Parkview Christian boys. Both teams are state rated on the opposition. Kearney Catholic is in state rankings as well. The girls made 12 three-point buckets last night in a 72-49 win over Sandy Creek. Unfortunately for Sandy Creek, there's only 7 girls teams as opposed to 8 boys, so the Sandy Creek girls were down the way practicing when we got here this afternoon, and they will play tomorrow in a fifth-place game over at Grand Island Central Catholic against either Central Catholic or Wood River. In the meantime, the Sandy Creek boys were defeated here this afternoon, 71-45 by the Knox High School team out of Australia, and they won that ball game in the consolation round here at Sandy Creek just before our girls game got set to tip off. We'll be back, take a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have 4 new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A 1-ton crew cab, a 3/4-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek. It is time to take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Norfolk Catholic will be the visiting team here tonight. It is their season opener. They did not play in the tournament last night. They took the bye with the 7 teams, and they're new in this tournament as well. They made it to the state tournament tournament, losing to Kearney Catholic in the opening round 39-31 last year. They have two returning starters. Number 11 is a 5'6" senior in Jennifer Keenan. One of the returning starters is number 13, a 5'5" junior, Joel Hang. Number 15, 5'4" junior, Bailey Barnes. Number 35, 5'6" junior, Kristen McGuire. And the other returning starter is number 53, 6'1" junior, Gina Piper. The head coach of the Lady Knights is Tim Kassemeyer, assisted by Dusty Korth and Hillary Clausen, ranked number 8 in the C1 preseason rankings. For Kearney Catholic, same lineup as last night. Number 13 is a 5'7" senior, Shayla Connor. Number 21, a 5'6" junior, Allie Prasoski. Number 22, a 5'6" junior, Whitney Colling. Number 41, a 5'8" sophomore, Maddie Squires. And number 44, a 5'8" junior, Kayla Shundoff. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Burkink. They are 1-0 on the season, ranked 3rd and 9th in the two state newspapers. And that's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic, the home team, and they're going to win the tip. They'll come out and face a man-to-man defense here, it looks like, from Norfolk Catholic. Driving it inside is going to be Colling. Her scoop shot is no good, and Piper will come out of there with the rebound. She should be a force in there for the Knights tonight. Driving in will be Hang, trying to kick it to Piper, but threw it behind her, and the ball will be turned over as Shayla Connor comes out of there with a loose ball. Needs some help. Maddie Squires will come back and pick it up. Don't forget our games are also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And here's another little miscommunication on the Stars' side. Prasoski saw her teammate Shundoff out of the corner of her eye, but then Shundoff cut as she went to make the pass, and the teams exchange turnovers. Last night against Sandy Creek, the teams came out red hot, Sandy Creek especially, and then the Stars scored 27 in the first quarter. Driving baseline is Hang, and she runs out of real estate, dribbles it out of bounds. And that's one thing that you've got to notice here early today, too. Kearney Catholic able to get that jamboree game in on Monday and then a regular game last night. This will be the first regular season game for Norfolk Catholic, so they've got to really find themselves here. And the three-pointer is blocked. The Bailey Barnes gets her hand on it and blocks the shot there of Allie Prasoski, who attempted the three. She hit three threes in the game and led the Stars with 18 points last night. In fact, she hit four threes in the game with 18 points. Stars are coming out. They're playing man-to-man, getting out of that matchup zone, which is a little interesting. Keenan with it. Dribbles from the right side of the key to the left, trying to cut her off as Colling. Spins to the baseline, now spins into the lane. Nothing there. Kicks it out. 15-foot jumper on the way. No good. Piper is able to grab the rebound just because she's so tall. Kicks it out on the wing, and the spinning shot from Bailey. Or is that, let's double check who put that shot in there. That's Kristen McGuire. Kristen McGuire getting the shot up and in, and Norfolk Catholic has the first lead of the ball game at 2-0. Maddie Squires, top of the circle, gives it off to Colling, working off some picks, swings it left side to Connor, comes to the baseline, kicks it off to Shundoff, 7-footer, off the iron, no good, and the defensive board brought down by Joel Hang. Hang, long outlet pass into the front court, and we've got a travel called on Norfolk Catholic. Sitting here on the stage at Sandy Creek, this gym has got a little age on it, but a nice facility, I'll tell you what, when they pack it, this place is rocking, and of course Sandy Creek over the years has been able to do that, but a smaller crowd here with the Cougars done playing for the evening. Up next, Kearney Catholic will play the Parkview Christian Boys out of Lincoln. Right now, Prasoski dribbling from the left to the right, trying to get it inside, does, but Squires is cut off. Back out Prasoski for the three, and it's in. Allie Prasoski, first bucket of the ball game tonight, is also a three for Kearney Catholic, and the Stars are up 3-2, 2.5 minutes into the contest. Long three at the other end, and Norfolk Catholic answers with Bailey Barnes hitting their first three. 5-3 in favor of the Knights. Up the floor with it is Whitney Colling. Pushes it to the right-hand wing. Back out. Shundoff tries the three. It grazes the front of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down, by Bailey Barnes. Tries to clear some room, uses her shoulder to do so. Now up the floor she comes, right down the middle of the lane, kicks it out on the wing, spotting up for the three. Keenan now drives down to Piper, low block left side, shot too strong, and the rebound to Maddie Squires. Squires will give it to Connor. Connor, long pass down to Shundoff, open in the paint, goes backdoor, bounce pass to Colling, who runs into Piper, has to kick it out, three-pointer on the way, and good. Allie Prasoski has found the three range here on the opening two nights. 6'5 Stars breaking the press, coast to coast, and on the drive to the hoop, a foul called, and Kristen McGuire will go to the line and shoot our first free throws of the game. And we will have a whole host of subs coming in as the teams ran the floor there. The foul called on Kayla Shundoff, the first of the game on either team. And the first free throw for McGuire, the junior, is off the heel and through. McGuire with her third point. Ties the game at 6. Kearney Catholic will bring a bunch of freshmen in, and that includes Kylie Teal, Caitlin Long, Anna Squires. Also coming in will be Morgan Studi. Prasoski stays in there. Second free throw now for McGuire on the way, and that one's too strong. Rebound brought down by Long. Find Studi, and up the floor comes Morgan. Picked up there in the backcourt by Hang. Fires it into the corner to Squires. Back out Prasoski. Working there on the new defender, Morgan Malacek. Malacek into the ball game off the bench here for Norfolk Catholic. Prasoski skip pass over the top of the defense. Teal fires the three. It's too strong. Long rebound comes out into the corner. Norfolk Catholic has it with McGuire. Her outlet pass is stolen away. The fourth turnover for the Knights. Prasoski brings the ball up. Last person to cross the timeline, backs her way into the paint. Tough turnaround jumper, no good. Norfolk Catholic deflects the ball out, and we're going to get a jump ball. Arrow will point the way of the Knights as Kristen McGuire grabbing her second rebound. Studi in there to tie her up. 6-6, 3:55 to go here in the first quarter of play of our girls' contest on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Edgar, DeWeese, that's where we're at. Countryside here, all kinds of small communities come together for Sandy Creek. Ball on the right side. There's Morgan Malacek, kicks it into the right-hand corner. Back up to the top of the circle, it's McGuire, swings it left side. Working it around the perimeter against the Kearney Catholic man-to-man, Messbarger has checked in for the Stars. On the right wing with it will be Ehlers. Good, tough defense here by Kearney Catholic. Now off the dribble, driving to the hoop. McGuire lost it off her knee. Tie up, ball loose. Kearney Catholics, that's the fifth turnover for Norfolk Catholic. For the Kearney Catholic fans that are coming up, I talked to a lot of the fans that came for the girls' game. Most people came through Hastings and over. If you do go to Minden, there is a bridge out over at Air. Yes, I found it. So there is a detour there. You might want to avoid that. Stay on Highway 6 if you're coming over to Sandy Creek and you're driving over for the boys. As Anna Squires drives into the lane, puts up the runner, off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Malacek. Malacek will bring it up the right side of the floor. Double team, still handles it though, gives it off to Hang. Hang, they clear it out for her, and Anna Squires is going to be called for a hip check. First foul on Squires, second on the Stars. 6-6 with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Norfolk Catholic ball underneath their own hoop, looking to toss it all the way up to the top of the circle to Maddie Love on the right side. They'll get it to Ehlers. Both teams already using a lot of players here in the first quarter. Entry pass to Ehlers, and it looks like Long going to be called for reaching over the top. Her first foul and the team's third. Kearney High playing tonight against Bellevue West to start the season. And it looks like Bellevue is going to win the first game. They were up by 20 going into the fourth quarter. That's currently airing on ESPN 1460 in Kearney. Three-pointer on the way is no good by Barnes. Offensive rebound by Ehlers, and Ehlers is going to be fouled. And it looks like they may call that on the shot. So to the line will be Bailey Ehlers for Norfolk Catholic. The foul called on Anna Squires, her second. And the free throw is on the way, and it skips out no good. So we remain tied at 6. And Whitney Colling will come in, and Squires with two fouls here in the first quarter will check out of the ball game. Second free throw now on the way, and it is good. So Ehlers hits 1-2, and it's 7-6 Norfolk Catholic. Last year it was 39-31 of the state tournament stars, so physical, low-scoring game. Messbarger, left-hand corner, skips it up top. Ehlers knocks it away, but it's going to go out of bounds before she can track it down. Good hustle there by the 5'8 sophomore. Good mixture of players on this team for Tim Kassmeyer. He's got a few sophomores, a few juniors, quite a few seniors. They had, I believe he told me, something like 8 seniors on the team last year. So a lot of these, even seniors and juniors, didn't see a whole lot of playing time last year. Long on the right-hand corner with it. Kicks it back up on the wing to Teal. Kylie drugged the pivot foot. And a travel called. Second turnover for Kearney Catholic. Like to welcome Tim Manline to the Sandy Creek Gymnasium. President and owner of Five Points Bank in Kearney. He's got a desk there anyway. 7-6 Norfolk Catholic, driving and kicking out into the corner is Ehlers. Kick it back up top into the hands of Love. Working around the perimeter here. I think he came to watch Terry Heinrichs, Hastings Five Points Bank, officiate tonight. Three-pointer in and out, no good for Love. Offensive rebound, Piper back up, won't go. Ball kicked out of another offensive board. Maddie Love will grab it. Give and go, Love underneath, puts it off the glass. No good, but another foul. It's on Michelle Messbarger. That'll be her first and the team's fifth. So the Stars stuck on 6, 2 3-pointers by Ali Prasoski. They're only scoring here in the first quarter, a far cry from the 27 they put up in the opening stanza last night. And the first free throw is going to rattle in for Maddie Love. So taking advantage of some free throws here in the first quarter, helping out the Norfolk Catholic Lady Knights. 8-6. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. And it looks like Love will check out of the ball game. Kearney Catholic on the floor right now with full court pressure. Maddie Squires calling, Prasoski, Studi, and Long. And going all the way to the hoop and being grabbed as she heads that way is going to be Whitney Calling. She got by her defender and saw a seam in the defense, took it in there, and the Stars will go to the line for the first time this evening. Calling to shoot 2. It's the first foul of the game on Norfolk Catholic, and it goes on Jennifer Keenan, and the free throw is no good. Checking back in for Norfolk Catholic will be Kristen McGuire. Second free throw coming up for Calling. It's on the way, and it's good. So Colling gets 1 of 2, the first star not named Prasoski to score here in the ballgame, and it's 9-7 Norfolk Catholic. Minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Semifinals of the early season tournament. Give and go right side. Short jumper is way short that time by Keenan, and Maddie Squires will grab her second rebound. Squires will push the ball up the floor, guarded by Courtney Schindler to Prasoski for 3 at the top of the key, but that's going to be off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Schindler. And Norfolk Catholic getting the better of the boards here tonight. Coming coast to coast and drawing another foul is Joelle Hang. Kearney Catholic's going to have to watch the hands right now. That is 6 fouls already here in the first quarter on Kearney Catholic. It's just they're not getting their feet set. They're getting beat off the dribble and they're reaching. This time Morgan Studi gets whistled for it. And at the line to shoot 2. First one no good for Hang. So far, 7 free throws, 4 of them have been made here. A 3-pointer, the only 2-point bucket was McGuire. Second free throw, that bounces in. Hang with her first point of the game. 10-7, Norfolk Catholic. 1:10 to go here in the opening quarter. Colling brings it up. And boy, she's driving and just a little off balance and contacted a foul called on Norfolk Catholic. So Shayla Connor will throw it in. As Kearney Catholic will throw it into Prasoski here. Looks like the foul may have been called. Well, they haven't posted it yet, so we'll wait and see. Connor with it in the left-hand corner. Shayla, good drop step, drives the baseline, throws it underneath the hoop. It went in backwards, and it comes out to McGuire. McGuire, long outlet pass into the front court, down to the low block. They get it quickly to Schindler, kicks it out to the free throw line. The jumper is in for Kristen McGuire. She's got 5 points, and it's a 12-7 lead here for Norfolk Catholic. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. 3-pointer, Shayla Connor, good. Connor hits the third three, and that's about the only scoring that Kearney Catholic can manage here early on of the season. 12-10 with 20 seconds to go. That foul was on Keenan, by the way, her second. And now a timeout called by Norfolk Catholic. They got trapped right in front of the Kearney Catholic bench and were about to be called for a five-second violation. So this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. And Norfolk Catholic, with their fairly young team and experienced varsity team anyway, with a 12-10 lead over Kearney Catholic. What a first game for the Kearney High girls tonight. No lack of scoring there. It was Bellevue West 83, Kearney High 63. Bellevue West, the number one team in the state of Nebraska in Class A. So 83-63, the final score. The boys' game will be coming up on ESPN 1460 in about 20 minutes. Tomorrow, you'll be able to hear both Kearney Catholic games. The girls, no matter what happens here, play at 1:30, followed by the boys at about 3, and then it's the finals of the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. 10 teams, 4 in the top 10 in A will be there. Lincoln Southwest, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Norfolk Catholic, trouble tossing it in, but they do. They find McGuire, 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Looks left corner, nothing there. Hang brings it back to the right side. Driving it will be Barnes. Barnes to the hole. Runner no good. Piper gets the point back. Put back at the horn, and that is the end of the first quarter of play as Gina Piper with her first bucket on her fourth rebound. And at the end of the first quarter of play, Norfolk Catholic 14, Kearney Catholic 10 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
One quarter of play in the books, and it is Norfolk Catholic 14 and Kearney Catholic 10 after one quarter of play. And Norfolk Catholic will have the basketball to start the second quarter. In their opening game of the season, Kearney Catholic was able to play last night, beat Sandy Creek, and a lot of difference between last night and tonight. 17 points more in the first quarter last night. Stars trying to put that pressure up with the zone trap here. They played man in that first quarter. Now they went to the zone to try and change it up on Norfolk Catholic as they dump it inside. Kayla Shundoff will steal it away. Sixth turnover for Norfolk Catholic. Kearney Catholic only has two as they run the floor. Squires gets it back up top to Prasoski. Drop step off the screen. 16-footer good. Allie's got 8 of the Stars, 12 points. 14-12, Norfolk Catholic leading the way. Kristen McGuire with 5 for the Knights. On the left wing is McGuire, chops it to the baseline. Left-handed jump shot no good that time. Rebound off the miss by Maddie Squires. The shot by Schindler. Squires with her third rebound. Norfolk Catholic dominated the boards in the first quarter, 13-4. Here's Squires for the three. No good. They're 3 of 7 now, but a long rebound comes out to Prasoski. She'll try a three. No good. They're now 3 of 8, and then an over-the-back foul called on Kearney Catholic as Bailey Ehlers grabbed the rebound. 1 of 2 from three-point land in that first quarter for Norfolk Catholic. They were 5 of 8 at the free throw line. 1 of 2 for the Stars. The foul called on Shundoff, her second. And we are already in the bonus. So the rest of the half, free throws. And this is exactly what Norfolk Catholic wants, a chance to get shots away with nobody in their face. It's a 1-1, and the free throw is no good by Bailey Barnes. And Maddie Squires, who you kind of anticipate leading the team in reboundings this year, gets another one there. Her fourth. Top of the key with it is Squires as they set up in the half court against the man-to-man defense of Norfolk Catholic. Driving left side, trying to stay Out of the double team is Colling into the corner to Connor. Overload on the left side here for the Stars. Down by two. Connor at the high post swings it over to Shundoff. Ball fake. Got around two defenders to the rack and draws the foul. Great move there by Shundoff. And she was fouled by a couple of the Knights. Let's see who they actually call it on. Shundoff will go to the line looking for her first point of the game. Foul will be called on Bailey Ehlers. She and Schindler were both right there. It's only the third foul called on the Knights. Free throw is no good. And here come the Knights with Piper and Hang and Maddie Love all re-entering the basketball game. Second free throw now is on the way and Shundoff short there. But an offensive rebound, Maddie Squires snuck in there and got her fifth of the first half into the corner. The three-pointer is on the way, no good. Rebound, Hang. Hang, long outlet pass into the front court to Love. Love, cut off there. Beautiful pass underneath, though, and the layup is good for Ehlers. What a pass by Love. And the first bucket of the second quarter for Norfolk Catholic. They're up 16-12, 6:10 to go in the opening stanza. Shundoff thought about the three, swings it around the perimeter, Squires into the corner to Connor. There has been absolutely no inside game here against this zone for Norfolk Catholic. It's a good matchup. They're kind of sagging. It is a man, but it looks like a matchup zone, so you can call it whatever you want. Piper knocks the ball away, and it's going to end up going out of bounds. Officials want to know who it belongs to. And they're going to decide that it belongs to Norfolk Catholic. Kearney Catholic with their third turnover. But there is some driving, some good penetration inside the arc, but none of those shots are falling. Kearney Catholic with 1 2-point field goal, and that was Prasoski here earlier in the quarter. They didn't have any in the first quarter. Three threes and a free throw. As Colling knocks the ball away, steal made into the hands of Prasoski. 2-on-3. Allie goes to Connor. It's 3-on-3. Left-handed jumper off the glass is in. Shayla Connor now with 5 points. 16-14 Norfolk Catholic. 5:20 to go in the first quarter of play. And at the other end, Shundoff strips the ball away. Up ahead to Prasoski. Gets to the trailer. Colling. Layup too strong. Long. Got the rebound. Throws one up and gets bailed out with a foul call. Good hustle there by Caitlin Long. She is not going to match up very well outside of height against Piper, who was a starter last year, and Gina's going to pick up her first personal foul here. Two free throws for the freshman, Caitlin Long, and the first one is short, no good. So Kearney Catholic not able to take advantage of some of the free throw opportunities here in the second quarter. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw by Long. On the way, that has a little more on it, and it rolls in. So Long with her first point, and it's 16-15, and trying to hustle the ball up the floor, Norfolk Catholic throws it away. So like the Stars did to Sandy Creek last night, they're trying to let their defense get them the lead here. That is the ninth turnover for the Knights, and we've played less than 11 minutes. Shayla Connor, unguarded on the baseline, will throw it into the right-hand corner to Colling. Left-hand dribble into the paint all the way to the rack. Puts it up, but a blocking foul on Norfolk Catholic. So a few whistles early on. This is our 12th foul of the game. And Colling will go to the line. She's one of two for her only point. Chance to tie, maybe take the lead. Foul called on McGuire of the Knights. And Colling's free throw is up and no good. Checking into the contest for the Knights is Bailey Barnes. I'll tell you what, neither team is shy about substituting tonight. 9, 10, 11 girls, and they'll have no problem rotating them in. Second free throw on the way, and it's good for Colling. So she hit the second one both times, and we are tied for the first time since it was 6-6. 16 all. Kearney Catholic puts some full court pressure on. The outlet pass tipped by Squires, but goes out of bounds. And Norfolk Catholic will throw it in at midcourt. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll update you on some scores. So keep it here as we get you ready for the boys' game as well. On a baseline with it is McGuire. She was so wide open, she didn't know what to do. Stuttered, now drives baseline and draws the foul. And that means a 1-1 for Kristen McGuire, 1 of 2 at the line. She's got 5 points. The foul is on Long. That'll be her second, 8th team foul. Sandy Creek, as the free throw is up and in, we're here at Sandy Creek. They have starting to renovate their gym. They put in brand new scoreboards. We understand this is the opening night of action here. First time they've used them. They're putting in new bleachers over the Christmas break. So renovating the gymnasium. And the second free throw is up by McGuire, and it is in. Want to thank Athletic Director Russ Neinmeyer and the crew here for their hospitality as Colleen brings the ball up the floor and is slammed into by Bailey Barnes. Barnes with her first foul, and that will be the sixth team foul on Norfolk Catholic. Here comes Teal and Studi into the game for the Stars. It will be Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Looking, calling, trying to force it into Long, and Norfolk Catholic had that covered as Barnes knocks it away and out of bounds, so they'll try again. From the other side of the basket, lob it up top to Squires, one of their favorite inbounds plays, to Long. Down on the low block, left side will be Studi. She's not open, so she kicks it out to Teal, who tries the three. It's no good. Gina Piper grabs her fifth rebound, up ahead, running to the hoop. And before the layup is made, we've got a foul called on Norfolk Catholic for an illegal screen. Illegal screen on Norfolk Catholic's Kristen McGuire. That'll be her second foul. And it will give the ball to Kearney Catholic. So big swing there, wipes out the layup on an illegal screen. 18-16, Knights with the lead. 4:30 to go here in the first half of play on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. All kinds of things going on tonight. As we told you, the Kearney and Bellevue West boys just about ready to get underway on ESPN 1460. Adams Central Holdridge on 1230 KHAS. Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Tomorrow on ESPN, the SEC and Big Ten Championships, 3-7-15. Squires backs her way into the paint, kicks it out to Long. Stars looking for the game-tying shot or the lead with a three. They had the lead once by 1 point. Teal spins the lane, throws up a wild shot. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Maddie Love. And as she tries to get up the floor, a foul called on Whitney Colling. That'll be the ninth foul, and we'll walk to the other end and shoot the 1-1. Maddie Love is 2 of 2 for her 2 points here in quarter number one. She knocked those down. Anna Squires back in for the Stars, and Courtney Schindler is in for Norfolk Catholic. And the free throw is on the way and in. If you happen to be listening in the gymnasium here tonight, be forewarned that the numbers on the program for Norfolk Catholic are not correct. They had ordered new uniforms, and they hadn't got here yet. So they've still got the old ones as the second free throw is up and in. So Love is 4 of 4 at the line. Trouble for the Stars against full court pressure. They do get it into Studi. She's dribbling out of the double team. Gets it up to Teal, but she can't grab it. The pass was a little wide, and the fourth turnover for the Stars. So Kearney Catholic had a couple of opportunities to tie or take the lead. Now it's a 4-point lead for Norfolk Catholic, and they've got the ball, 20-16. They've had the lead most of the game, although the biggest lead has been 5 at 12-7. Knights with the ball, tipped away a couple of times, but Ehlers controls it. Ball the left wing, they'll get it to Keenan. Hang skips it back over to the right side. Drops it down inside, and Squires will step in front and make the steal. Anna Squires will force the 10th night turnover. But the Stars got to find some offense here. There's an open jumper from 15, Studi, and she'll find the bucket. First bucket of the ball game for Morgan Studi. 20-18, Norfolk Catholic wants to run underneath. The layup is good by Ehlers, and she's fouled for a chance at a 3-point play. A different Norfolk Catholic team than what we saw at the state tournament last year. They did not get out and run the floor like they're doing tonight against this younger, less experienced Kearney Catholic team who loves to do what Norfolk Catholic's doing to them. The foul is called on Caitlin Long, and that is her third, so she'll have to check out of the ball game with 3:17 to go in the second quarter, and the free throw is up and in. Ehlers completes the 3-point play. She's got 5 in the quarter, 6 in the game. And the lead now back up to 5, 23-18. Norfolk Catholic, 3:10 to go in the first half. Nearly stolen away, but Anna Squires stretched those fingertips a little farther to get the ball. Jordan Stride has checked in for the Stars. Here's Teal, takes it strong to the hoop. But again, the left-handed scoop shot, no good. Then she compounds it with a foul. And that's part of the freshman learning process. The foul on Teal, her first. And we trot to the other end for Courtney Schindler, and we're in the double bonus, so she'll shoot two. This will be the 15th and 16th free throw of the first half for Norfolk Catholic. And it's up and in. Schindler with her first point. Here in the quarter, 10 points for the Knights, and six of those via the free throw line. Second free throw, it's too strong. And the rebound, Jordan Stride, and another foul. This one on Norfolk Catholic. So everybody thinks that that's a loose piece of cornbread or something that they're going after out there, and everybody seems to want it. So Jordan Stride walks to the other end, and she'll shoot a one-and-one. That is the eighth team foul on Norfolk Catholic. It is the second personal foul on Bailey Ehlers. So Stride, who just checked in a moment ago, is at the line. The front end of the one-and-one spins out, no good. Gina Piper grabbed the rebound but stepped on her teammate's foot and fell to the floor, so the ball goes out of bounds. And we'll say that that wasn't a clean rebound. The ball just didn't get rebounded. It went out of bounds off the night, so the Stars get a break here. Throw it in underneath their own hoop, calling, or excuse me, Prasoski all the way out top to Stride. Anna Squires now with it between the circles. Down by six, 24-18. Anna Squires drives, and her left-handed layup rattles out, no good. Somehow Studi got the loose basketball. Out for three, shunned off way off the mark. Another offensive rebound, and Squires just throws it up and draws the foul, and that's what Kearney Catholic's doing right now. You are seeing the youth come out here in this second quarter, because when they're getting second chances and when they are driving to the hoop, they're just kind of throwing it up there and hoping that the ball goes in. The foul on Piper is going to be her second. And the front of the two-shot foul is no good by Anna Squires. Anna, her second free throw. On the way and no good. Rebound by Piper. That'll be her sixth. So a team that scored 72 last night has only 18. They had 43 at halftime yesterday. They got 18 here, and Norfolk Catholic throws it away again. That's about the only thing that's keeping Kearney Catholic in the game. Prasoski, she drives in a reach-in foul. The defense was great by Norfolk Catholic until the last minute. Prasoski was going to throw up a uncircus shot, a type of shot there, and reaching into Fowler was Courtney Schindler, her first. And two free throws for Prasoski, who has eight. And this one just barely touched the front of the rim, and she smiles going, man, what's going on tonight? Everything was going last night, nothing going tonight for the Stars. Second free throw, Prasoski is able to put that one in. She's got nine, and it's 24-19 Norfolk Catholic. 2:20 to go before halftime. Great job by Barnes to dribble through traffic. Takes it all the way in, but her scoop shot rolls off, no good. Piper's there with the putback, no good. How about a third try here for Norfolk Catholic? Barnes runs it down and says, let's get out of the paint. Baseline jumper, Schindler nails it. 3 point for Schindler, and it's a 7 point lead, Norfolk Catholic, 26-19. Under 2 minutes to go and a half. Prasoski, a quick three off the front of the iron, no good. 0 of 6 from the outside here in the quarter. Anna Squires gets the offensive rebound. Jordan Stride with it, back out to Prasoski. Coach Petrie off the bench, but has yet to use a timeout. Underneath the shundoff, turnaround jumper, no good. Schindler with the board, outlet pass 2-on-1 against Prasoski. She makes him stop, kicks it out to Piper from 10. Gina off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Anna Squires. That'll be her third. Into the front court, Prasoski. Trailing 26-19, a minute 15 to go. Three-pointer on the way. It's off the front of the iron, no good. And the ball picked up by Stride. She forces it up. It's no good. There's a collision. Piper got the rebound. And some pressure put on. It's very sloppy right now. 1 minute to go in the first half. And the ball knocked away from behind by Shundoff. Rugby fight for it on the floor. Five players on the floor. And it finally is going to be covered by Kearney Catholic. And they'll call a timeout. They may have to go get some ice for the bruises after that one. 53 seconds to go here in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. It's Norfolk Catholic 26, Kearney Catholic 19. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? like giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek. As always, want to say a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. It'll be Kearney Catholic Basketball down 7 with 53 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Connor with the basketball. Piper not in the game right now for Norfolk Catholic, but even when she wasn't the last time, the Stars didn't get it in. Here's another three. Connor, another one that's no good. Rebound comes out long. It'll be Malacek to get it, and up the floor a foul. And it looks like an early season game right now for the Stars, so they've got to cut down on the mistakes. Fouls, missed threes, quick shots. The one thing they're doing is playing solid defense, but it is a vast change from what we saw last night. The foul is called on Shayla Connor, her first, and two free throws coming up here for Malacek, and Morgan's first one is on the way and no good. Second free throw on the way, and it's no good, but the rebound comes out to Pospisil, who's in. 30 seconds to go, then it's taken away from her, and here comes Kearney Catholic. Studi, nobody's on her. Now kicks it off to Prasoski, back to Studi, top of the key for three, and finally one goes. After eight misses in the quarter, Studi is able to hit the three. 26-22 underneath, a chance to get a layup, but hang, they overthrow her, and out of bounds it goes. And with 10 seconds to go in the half, Kearney Catholic's got one more chance. They could make it a one-possession game. Toss it into Collings, skip it over to Prasoski. Studi in the corner for another three. Rattle in and out, no good. Offensive rebound out to Prasoski. Three at the horn, no good. And that is the end of the first half of play, where Kearney Catholic was 6 of 15 from three-point land in the first half yesterday. They're going to be about 4 of 18 in the first half here tonight. We'll get the official stats figured up, so stay with us on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, where we are at halftime in the Central Catholic Early Season Tournament. It is Norfolk Catholic 26 and Kearney Catholic 22. We'll be back with more action after this timeout.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, don't let trash take up all your time. They'll take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. They'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half in our girls' game, it is Norfolk Catholic 26 and Kearney Catholic 22. Coming up next, the boys' game, and because it is a tournament, this is the doubleheader, and neither team is playing on their home court tonight. We're at Sandy Creek. Played at Kearney Catholic last night, Sandy Creek tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow, and Parkview Christian will be taking on the Kearney Catholic boys. Now, one of the interesting dynamics of this tournament is that Knox of Australia is playing in the boys' portion, and they beat Sandy Creek earlier tonight, 71-45, fell last night to Parkview Christian, who played a very good basketball game, and Parkview Christian getting that win last night to improve to a 1-0. Parkview Christian, though, is one of those teams that is in the top five in the Class D2 rankings, and their boys' team has a chance to really do some damage this year. As you take a look at what they have done throughout the seasons, they are continuing to grow. They had a good football team that made it into the playoffs, and so they're hoping that their basketball season will follow along with their football season. So a top five team in Parkview Christian, and they will be taking on Kearney Catholic in the boys game a little bit later on tonight, probably a little after 8 o'clock. Our girls game got started late at about 6:30. And so we're a little bit behind time. We do want to let you know that earlier tonight, it was the number one team in the state, Bellevue West, defeating the Kearney High girls 83-63. And the boys game is underway on ESPN 1460. We'll take a break, look at the first half stats and more right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Want to remind you that tomorrow, Kearney Catholic will be playing the girls' game, no matter what happens, win or lose, at Grand Island Central Catholic. The game will be at 1:30 here on Classic Hits, and Kearney Catholic will play either Centura or Lincoln Lutheran. Also on the boys' side tonight, you will see them play at 3 to 3:15 tomorrow, and no matter what happens, they will be playing at that time against either Centura or Grand Island Central Catholic. A win, they're in the new gym at Central Catholic, and a loss puts them in the third place game in the old gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. And we'll have those games tomorrow on Classic Hits, followed by the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. They begin tomorrow around 9:30. Finals probably around 4:30, maybe a little after that. Whenever they start, we'll have them for you here on Classic Hits. Also a reminder that the big weekend football starts tomorrow on ESPN Radio at 3 o'clock with Missouri and Auburn in the SEC Championship, then Ohio State, Michigan State in the Big Ten Championship, kicking off at approximately 7:15. We'll take a look at the first half stats of our ball game in a moment. It's Norfolk Catholic 26, Kearney Catholic 22 here on Classic Hits.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats of our girls game. First off, for Norfolk Catholic, Joelle Hang has 1 point, 2 rebounds. Bailey Barnes has hit a 3-point bucket. She's got 2 rebounds and a blocked shot. Ashlyn Pospisil had a rebound. Maddie Love, 4 of 4 at the line, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Kristen McGuire leads the way with 7 points, 3 rebounds. Bailey Ayler, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Courtney Schindler, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Gina Piper, 2 points, 8 rebounds, and Morgan Malachik has 2 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting is right now one of the bigger differences in the game. 5 of 8 in the first quarter, 6 of 10 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first. The Knights did not attempt one in the second quarter. Turnovers, 5 of the first, 9 in the second. Foul situation, Piper, Ehlers, McGuire, Keenan, they all have 2. 14 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. At the half, Norfolk Catholic, 26 points, 25 rebounds, 11 of 18 from the free throw line, 1 of 2 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 14 turnovers in the opening night game here for Norfolk Catholic. For Kearney Catholic, here's a look at their first half numbers. Shayla Connor has 5 points. Jordan Streit, 1 rebound. Allie Prasoski leads the way with 9 points and 1 rebound. Whitney Colling, 2 points and a rebound. Morgan Studi, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Maddie Squires, 5 rebounds. Anna Squires, 3 rebounds. And Caitlin Long, 1 point and 2 rebounds. Much better on the boards in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic, 4 in the first 12 in the second quarter of play. Free throw shooting, though, about as tough as the three-point shooting. 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 3 of 11 in the second quarter for Kearney Catholic. Three-point shooting, 3 of 6 in the first quarter, 1 of 11 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 2 in each quarter, so they're not turning the ball over near as much as Norfolk Catholic, and that's kept them within 4. Foul situation, Caitlin Long has 3, Shundoff and Anna Squires have 2. 10 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. At the half, the Stars have 22 points, 16 rebounds, 4 of 13 from the free throw line, 4 of 17 from three-point land, and 4 turnovers. At the half, Norfolk Catholic 26, Kearney Catholic 22. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back. At the end of the first quarter, or at the halftime, it's Bellevue West 33, Kearney 21 at the half, boys basketball. 83-63, the Bellevue West girls beat Kearney earlier tonight. Here, Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, trailing 26-22 to Norfolk Catholic. Maddie Squires, runner from the right to the left, and the left-handed shot off glass is up and in. Squires with her first bucket of the ball game, 26-24. Stars trying to come out and really intensify that defense. The lob into Piper. She'll grab it, but stepped on the baseline. She didn't grab it cleanly and had to take an extra step to go grab it. And when she did, she stepped on the baseline. So 15 turnovers for Norfolk Catholic. Can Norfolk Catholic take better care of the ball? Can Kearney Catholic start making shots, especially from three-point land or free throws? That's what's going to determine kind of how the early portion of the third quarter goes. And you got to figure there won't be a lot of free throws early on. We had 18 and 13, 31 free throw attempts in the first half. 26-24, Stars trail by 2, have the ball. Colling drives left baseline into traffic, just throws it up. It's over everything, and the ball brought down by Hang. Again, the Stars have had decent penetration, but their shots, it's just get in there and chuck it up, and they're not going in tonight. Driving in is Keenan. Good bounce pass underneath the Piper, who squares and lays it up for her second bucket of the ball game, 28-24, Knights. Connor into the front court. Man-to-man all night long so far for Norfolk Catholic. They isolate Squires. Maddie brings it in, takes it at Piper, and with the right hand this time will score. So Maddie back-to-back buckets for the Stars to start the second half. Keeps it to 2, 28-26, Knights. Lob it over to the left wing to McGuire. Into the corner. Skip pass from the right corner over to the wing. And the bounce pass goes right through the legs of McGuire. So there was an unforced turnover. That's one thing about the turnovers. Kearney Catholic's got a ton of steals and forcing those turnovers. Very few unforced turnovers like the last one we just saw for the Knights. Here comes Colling up the floor. Stars led once today by 1 point I believe that was 6-5. Maybe 3-2 as well. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Prasoski, no good. High in the air. The rebound comes down to Bailey Barnes, her third. Barnes up the floor, picked up at the three-point line. Dumps it into the corner here to McGuire. Tries to force it inside. Shundoff denies the pass. Knocks it out of bounds. Knights ball underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Hang with that heavily taped left wrist. Throws it up top to Keenan. Back to Hang. Of course, it's the left wrist, not the one that Hang shoots with. Back up top to Barnes. Stars trying to trap in that zone. Ball gets loose. Piper picks it up, and now she's open, but she turns and misses. Got it back. Then has her shot blocked out of there by Squires, and it's picked up by Squires. Good recovery there by Maddie to deny Piper, which is tough to do. Stars at the free throw line. Shundoff, jumper good, and we are tied at 28. Kayla Shundoff with her first bucket, tying the game for the first time since 16-all. 28-28, 5:15 to go here in the third quarter. Norfolk Catholic looks at a three, fires a three, nearly banked it in there for Barnes. Long rebound came all the way back out to her, so she drives. 12-foot runner, no good. Piper, another rebound, and then she's called for the charge, trying to clear out Kayla Shundoff, who somersaulted along the baseline. And Gina Piper, that's her third personal foul. Definitely changes the complexion of the game if she is going to be on the bench for a long time. They'll take her out here, and they do give her a rest from time to time out there, but now she'll probably be down for quite a while. We'll see if the Stars can get the ball inside. It's a whole different team inside there when she's not on the floor at 6-1. Then they're down to 5-8, maybe bring one 5-10 kid in Schindler in there. With it, the Stars, a chance to take their first lead since the first quarter. Squires for three and hits it. Maddie Squires with the three-point bucket. She's got 7 points here in the quarter, and the Stars have taken the lead at 31-28, their biggest lead of the game, and then steal it away again. Connor outlet pass ahead of Prasoski. She's able to run it down deep in the right-hand corner. They clear it out for one-on-one. She'll go up top to Squires, guarded there by Love. Swinging to the left-hand corner to Connor on the low post. Squires back out. Prasoski off the screen, backs up, and the 15-footer rattles in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Hang. And Norfolk Catholic with just one bucket here in the first 4 minutes of the half. And on the drive, shot no good. Offensive rebound off her miss is Maddie Love, and she's going to be fouled. Squires rejected the shot, but I don't think she's the one that's called for the foul. As Love was bumped in there, oh, they do call Squires. Well, Maddie with her first. There was a foul. I just don't think it was on Maddie, but they do put it up there on her. And the free throw is up and in for Maddie Love. So Maddie Squires fouls Maddie Love, and Maddie Love is 5 of 5 at the line. Here's Long and Teal and Anna Squires and Studi all coming in. Calling stays out there for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw is up, and Maddie Love solid at the line. 6 of 6, 31-30 Stars. 4:10 to go here in quarter number three. Colling pushes it up the left hand, dribble all the way to the baseline on the left side, kicks it out to Teal. Kylie bounced past to Squires, bounced around a little bit. Anna tries the baseline, puts it up and in. There's a foul. Will they count the basket? And they will. Anna Squires with her first bucket. And the Stars looking way better here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter than they did in the first half shooting the ball, and the foul will be called on Bailey Ehlers, and she has three. At the line to shoot the free throw, Anna Squires, no good. Stars continue to struggle there, and Ehlers staying in will get the rebound. Here come the Knights of Norfolk Catholic, trailing 33-30, and number 33, Maddie Love, in the corner, has it, tries to throw it up top, ball deflected away, and run down to the backcourt. Norfolk Catholic grabs it with Ehlers. Swings it on the left wing to Hang. Skip pass to the right wing. Love wants to go baseline, nothing there. Brings it back out top, throws it right to Studi. Studi with the steal, lobs it to Colling, doesn't really have numbers. Now Whitney makes a nice drive and draws the foul, gets nailed to the ground, and the foul on Bailey Ehlers, and now that's four on her. And Whitney Colling will go to the line to shoot two. That's where her only 2 points have come from on 2-for-4 free throw shooting. And the first of two free throws from Colling on the way, and it's good. Coming into the ball game for Norfolk Catholic will be Bailey Barnes, but first, a timeout. 3:28 to go here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 34, Norfolk Catholic 30. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Fairfield, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda and our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, saying thanks to Russ Neinmeyer, the athletic director here at Sandy Creek, and the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you basketball. Out of the timeout, Whitney Colling hits the back end of the two free throws, hits them both, and the Stars have put up 13 points in 5.5 minutes after getting just 22 in the first half, and they slap the pressure on again. Norfolk Catholic hang. Finally fouled. Kearney Catholic was all over her. Just about had the 5-second count and made one more grab. And the foul called on the Stars, their second of the half and the second of the game on Colling. 35-30, Kearney Catholic down by as many as 7. Now have a 5-point lead. And Kylie Teal steps to the passing lane, forces the turnover. Up ahead to Studi. Back to Teal, the trailer. And she is fouled from about 8 feet away. And the Norfolk Catholic fans did not like that one. But even when you're out of control, if there's contact, and a little slow to get up is going to be Maddie Love. The foul was called on Mihalik. And I keep saying that, and I apologize. It's Malacek. Morgan Malacek. And the free throw on the way by Teal is good. Kylie Teal with her first point of the basketball game. 36-30 Stars. Now trying to turn the 7-point deficit into a 7-point lead. And it won't happen right here as the free throw spits out and Schindler will have the rebound for Norfolk Catholic. Who played a solid first half but now find themselves down by 6. Let's see how they respond here on the opening game of the season for them. Up top it's McGuire. And McGuire called for the walk. So, Stars starting to hit some shots. We talked about the things. There are about 3 or 4 things coming out of the halftime locker room. And one of them was Norfolk Catholic limiting their turnovers. Well, that was number 20 and number 6 here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic had to do better at the line. They're 3 of 5 after being 4 of 13 in the first half. Needed to make some shots. They have picked up 14 points here in the quarter after having just 22 in the first half. And we still have 3 minutes to go. Prasoski brings the ball up, goes behind the back, trying to shake Joelle Hang, who's on her like glue right now. Gives it over to Studi, tries to lob it into the double team, and Squires didn't get to her, and it'll be picked up by Keenan. Only the 5th turnover, though, of the game by the Stars. That's the only thing that kept them in it in the first half. 3-pointer for the Knights is in and out by Barnes, no good. And on the rebound, we've got a foul called on Kearney Catholic as the board went to McGuire. And if it's on Long, that would be her 4th. But it's not. It will be on Kylie Teal, her 2nd. And on the inbounds, Norfolk Catholic throws it underneath the hoop in traffic, just firing it up. There will be Schindler. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Teal, but they're going to say she traveled with a basketball. So that's turnover number 6. She didn't get out of there with it cleanly. On the floor, Maddie Squires, along with Long, Prasoski, Teal, and Studi. Inbounds pass Norfolk Catholic to the free throw line, and Schindler will hit her 5th point of the basketball game. 36-32, Kearney Catholic, 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Norfolk Catholic really getting up there defensively man-to-man as Barnes working on Studi. Back up top to Squires. She's guarded by McGuire to Long, who's outside the arc. Long needs some help, gives it to Teal, pair of freshmen on the give and go, but Long couldn't get to it. She was cut off. Good idea there by Teal, but Long ran into one of the Norfolk Catholic Knights, and that's 3 straight turnovers now for the Stars. 36-32, the score remains. Lob to the baseline to Keenan, 1 dribble, back out on the wing, driving in McGuire. McGuire lost the handle, but Long touched it last, and it will stay with Norfolk Catholic underneath their own hoop. Don't forget, at the end of this game, the Misco Sports postgame show, then we'll get you ready for the boys' contest, Kearney Catholic and Parkview Christian out of Lincoln. And Norfolk Catholic will sub in with Malacek. And to throw it in will be Hang. Down by four. Kick it out. Faking the three is Keenan. Down into the corner. 18-footer by Hang. No good. Shayla Connor will pull down her first rebound of the game. Gives it off to Prasoski with 90 seconds to go here in the quarter. Throws it behind Maddie Squires. There's a scrum forward on the floor. We've got a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Norfolk Catholic. And that's four straight turnovers for Kearney Catholic after they only had four total to that point in the game. So just when we talk about the things they're doing better, then all of a sudden that creeps up, and Norfolk Catholic needs to find a way to get a bucket and take advantage of this as the ball is kicked. Out there on the floor for Norfolk Catholic, Malacek, also is Schindler, along with Keenan and Hang, and McGuire. They'll throw it into McGuire right underneath the hoop. Couldn't catch it cleanly. Had to run it down to the corner. Losers a dribble. Gives it to Hang. Back up top. Three-pointer on the way. Keenan, no good. And the rebound brought down by Kayla Shundoff. Shundoff gives it off to Squires. And there's 1 minute to go here in quarter number three. Squires, top of the circle, drives right side of the lane. Kicks it into the corner to Shundoff. Back up top to Prasoski on the weak side to Connor. Tries to dump it inside to Shundoff. The ball knocked out of there by Schindler. Five straight turnovers. And as we come to the other end, a foul as two players run into the wall. The padding here. There's a stage at this end of the court. And Kayla Shundoff will commit her third personal foul. And at the line to shoot two will be Morgan Malacek. She's 0 of 2, still looking for her first point of the basketball game. And the free throw is on the way and good. So as a team, Norfolk Catholic is now 14 out of 21 at the line. 36-33. Stars have been stuck on 36 for about 3.5 minutes. Second free throw up, and it's no good. Rebound grabbed by Maddie Squires. That'll be her first of the half and sixth of the game. 42 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Squires on the low block right side. Kicks it back out to Connor. Back cut. There's Prasoski in the lane. Takes it to the right side of the hoop and scores. Prasoski on the assist from Connor now has 11. And that breaks the scoreless drought. 38-33 Stars. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Norfolk Catholic into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. In and out. Off the glass. Won't go. And then a foul called. And let's see who they call this on. Connor and Keenan were battling underneath. And it's going to be on Keenan. Her third for Norfolk Catholic. Still 17 seconds to go. That three by Maddie Love. That was all the way down and kicked back out. Here's calling into the front court. Gives it off to Prasoski to Connor with 10 seconds. Top of the circle. Left-hand corner. Shundoff. Drop step dribbles. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Prasoski. 3-2. She'll have to force the shot and it's blocked. The three-pointer is blocked by Courtney Schindler. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic able to outscore Norfolk Catholic in the third, 16-7, and it's the Stars 38, the Knights 33. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clicks. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As we are here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth on the road at Sandy Creek. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, leading it by a score of 38-33. But a few turnovers there at the end of the third quarter slowed them down. And Norfolk Catholic actually quit turning the ball over for a while. High post, Squires, give and go back to Connor. Tribes, nothing there. Kicks it out to Prasoski. Her three-pointer is going to be short. Trying to get the rebound on the backside on the floor. Norfolk Catholic grabs it, and then they'll call a timeout as they're laying on the ground. Courtney Schindler will grab that one. It'll be a full-length timeout. 7:38 to go here in the ball game. It's 38-33 Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Maddie Squires with all seven of her points there in the third quarter of play. She is now second on the team in scoring behind Allie Prasoski with 11. Morgan Studi, 5. 5 for Shayla Connor. 4 for Whitney Colling. For Norfolk Catholic, they're balanced with Kristen McGuire, 7 points all in the first half. 6 for Bailey Ehlers. Also 6 for Maddie Love, all from the line. 5 from Courtney Schindler, 4 for Gina Piper, who got in some foul trouble and sat the last 4-plus minutes of that quarter, but she is out here to start the fourth quarter. Piper has 3, Keenan has 3, Ehlers has 4 for Norfolk Catholic. Long and Shundoff have 3 for Kearney Catholic. Stars shot just 2 3-pointers in the third quarter after shooting 17 total in the first half. And for Norfolk Catholic, they only shot 2 3-pointers in the first half and were 0 of 4 in the third quarter. So a lot of things changed style-wise from the first half to the third quarter. 38-33, 7:35 to go in the game, and out of the timeout, Norfolk Catholic with the basketball. They've got 2 timeouts remaining. Kearney Catholic has 4. On the high post with it, Schindler. Then it's picked away. Turnover number 21. Connor trying to go all the way to the other end, and she's fouled. No doubt about it there by Hang, and that'll be her first. That is the 6th team foul on Norfolk Catholic. 4 have been whistled on Kearney Catholic. And at the line, Shayla Connor to shoot 2, her first free throws of the night. She's hit a 2 and a 3, and now she's hit a 1. As the first free throw is up and in, our first point of the fourth quarter goes to the Stars, 39-33. Second free throw, spin it in, and Connor hits them both, 40-33. Kearney Catholic now their biggest lead of the basketball game at 7 points. And the Catholic Patriots of Norfolk will get it down low to Piper. Backs her way in right to the hoop, but her shot too strong. And the rebound brought down by Maddie Squires. Baseball pass to the other end. Prasoski spots up for the long two-pointer. No good. Connor offensive rebound. No good. And Piper will grab her 11th rebound here for Norfolk Catholic. Hang runs the floor to the trailer. Piper at the free throw line. Bounce pass into the corner. Faking the three, Barnes tries to drive back to Piper. Open in the paint, and she'll nail the 9-footer. Piper with her 6th point of the basketball game and first bucket of the fourth quarter here for Norfolk Catholic, 40-35. Knights within 5. Connor comes into the paint, crashes into Piper. The ball deflects off Piper and out of bounds. That's a good no call. The official started to make a call, but there's no way you could call a blocking foul on Piper, and that's probably what he would have called. The ball will stay with Kearney Catholic. 49-32, Bellevue West leading here in the end of the third quarter on ESPN 1460 in boys basketball over Kearney. Again, in the girls game, Bellevue West, number one of the state, 183-63. Shots up and good by the Stars, 42-35. Norfolk Catholic trailing by 7. They were up at halftime, 26-22. Ball knocked around and finally out of bounds. Colling punching the ball away. 6:05 to go here And more subs coming in for Norfolk Catholic. Keenan will come in. Malachik will come in. Piper stays into the game. Also staying in there will be, so you had Keenan and Hang and Piper and Malachik and also Ehlers. And over and back as the pass got away from Norfolk Catholic, turnover number 22. For Kearney Catholic, you've got Long, Connor, Maddie Squires, Prasoski, and Colling. And driving the left baseline, putting up the scoop shot. It spins off for Connor. Piper pulls down another rebound. Outlet pass to Hang, runs the right side. On the baseline, she stopped there. Kicks it back up top. Looking for a shot is Ehlers, not there. Into the paint, good pass to Piper, but then Long comes in and blocks the shot, and Kearney Catholic gets out of there with a basketball. Prasoski pushes the ball off the floor on the right side, then dribbles it off her leg, and I think we're going to end up with a jump ball. And that is the call. The arrow points the way of Norfolk Catholic with 5:27 to go here in the game. 10th turnover for the Stars as they lead it 42-35, but Norfolk Catholic's had plenty of opportunities to do something, and calling for the ball on the baseline is McGuire. They got it to her a little late. She still forces the shot, and Long blocks another one. Squires picks up the loose ball, 3-on-2, forces right side, and blocking her all the way is Hang. And Joelle will be called for her second personal foul. And Kearney Catholic will go to the line here to shoot free throws with 5:10 to go. It's a two-shot foul for Maddie Squires. Squires waiting, puts the front end of the free throw up and in. She'll get a second one here off the two-shot foul. 43-35. Stars now lead it by 8. And we'll let you know here in just a little bit who the teams will be playing in tomorrow's contest as the second free throw is no good. And the rebound yanked down by Ehlers, her fourth. Quick pass up the floor, Hang. Down to the low block. Trapped is Malachik. Kicks it out of the outside. Passing up the shot, though, was Ehlers, and then they turn it away. Got to take those open shots from 14 feet right now. Here's a 10-footer on the way that's no good by Hang. And Long grabbed the rebound, and I think they're going to call Ehlers for her fifth personal foul. Let's see if that's where it's at or if it's on McGuire. It looks like they called it on McGuire, so a break there for Ehlers. And Long, who collected the rebound, will go to the free throw line. 1.4 on 1-of-2 shooting. 1-1 coming up for the freshman, Caitlin Long. And the free throw waiting. And the freshman fires it up, and good, right through there, all net. 44-35, 4:50 to go here in the game. Stars have put up 6 points in the quarter to just 2 for Norfolk Catholic. And now a chance for the first double-digit lead of the night by either team. And Long does it. Hits both free throws. 45-35, Kearney Catholic. And up the floor comes Norfolk Catholic. Lincoln Lutheran, by the way, beat Centura 33-21. So the winner plays Lincoln Lutheran tomorrow, and the loser plays Centura. And Norfolk Catholic will call timeout. 4:42 remains in our ball game, and this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. For a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance, Joe Methy of Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 45-35 Stars. We'll be right back.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have 4 new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A 1-ton crew cab, a 3/4-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. For service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land National
Bank. 4:36 remaining in our basketball game. Yes, 6 seconds did run off the clock during the timeout. But it is 45-35, Kearney Catholic with the lead. College football going on tonight. It's the MAC Championship. And in that game, Bowling Green, at the end of the first quarter, leading undefeated Northern Illinois 17-7. At the end of the first quarter, Northern Illinois, a win most likely gets them into a BCS bowl. Trouble for Northern Illinois Huskies. Right here, it's 45-35, Kearney Catholic. They have the ball off that Norfolk Catholic turnover that called them into the timeout. After that, into the corner, Studi for three. That's going to come up short, no good. Offensive rebound by Colling. Stars get another chance. Swing it over to Teal. Kylie for three. That rattles in and out, no good. And then a foul called on Kearney Catholic after Courtney Schindler brought down her sixth rebound. It'll be the fifth team foul on the Stars as the Parkview Christian fans start to roll in here. They'll play Kearney Catholic boys next. Foul was on Maddie Squires, her second. Norfolk Catholic into the front court. Need to get something going here. They've been held to just 9 total points in the second half. After leading 26-22, inside, Maddie Love forces it. Caitlin Long blocked it off of her and out of bounds. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball, along with 3 block shots here in the fourth quarter of play. And that has helped turn things around for the Stars as well, as Colling works it up, still man-to-man, and then on the crossover, the knees collide, and the foul called on Bailey Barnes. Her second, the 9th team foul on the Knights, and so a 1-1 coming up for Colling, who is 4 of 6 at the line for all of her points here this evening. A little discussion with the scorers table, whether it's a 1-1 or a 2-shot foul. First they said 2, and now the scorebooks are seeing what it should be. I've got it for a 1-1. The scoreboard had it for a 1-1, and it will be a 1-1. And Anna Squires checks in for Sister Maddie. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, so stay with us. Front end of the 1-1, Whitney Colling up and in. So the Stars shooting the free throws much better here in the second half than they did in the first half when they were 4 of 13. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Whitney Colling hits them both, 47-35. Kearney Catholic only has 1 bucket here in the fourth quarter of play, but they've knocked down 7 free throws, and they lead it by 12. And they're even putting more pressure on Norfolk Catholic now. Get it into the paint, turnaround jumper to foul. Will send Courtney Schindler to the line to shoot 2. Looks like Whitney Colling will be tagged for her 3rd. 3:35 to go. And Norfolk Catholic struggling to find some points. And there one finally goes in. Courtney Schindler with her 6th point of the basketball game. And again, one of the reasons that they actually struggled scoring in the first half, if you want to be honest, they had 11 points from the free throw line out of their 26. And they've got just 4 points from the free throw line, have not shot near as many charity shots. Second free throw bouncing around, no good. Love got the offensive rebound. And the Stars punched it out of bounds from behind, but the Knights get another opportunity here. Gina Piper checks back in. See if they can get something set up for her on the inbounds. Hang will lob it out in the corner. Thinking about the 3, taking it, and coming up short is Bailey Barnes. And the rebound comes down to Anna Squires. Into the front court, spin move with it is Morgan Studi on the right side. Up top to Colling between the circles. 3:20 to go, 47-36, Kearney Catholic. Long around the perimeter to Anna Squires. Anna drives to the paint, then kicks it back out to Long. Good movement right now by the youngsters. A lot of freshmen out there for Kearney Catholic. Teal in the corner for the 3 and hits it. And a timeout by Kearney Catholic after the made 3 by Kylie Teal. That'll be her first bucket of the ball game, and the Stars have turned things around here in the second half and will win their second game in as many nights as they lead it 50-36. With 3 minutes to go, we'll take a break. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation,
a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you here at Sandy Creek High School. It is the semifinals of the Central Catholic early season tournament. Got to come up with a name for this thing. If you've got a good one, you'll have to send it to us here. 2:53 to go, Norfolk Catholic with the ball, and they need to hit some shots time after time after time. Driving in Barnes, one-hand runner, off the iron, no good. Rebound along her fifth. Outlet to Prasoski into the front court. Studi takes it down to Piper, who makes her kick it back out to Prasoski. Playing catch on the right wing with Studi. Morgan will give it back to Allie. 2.5 to go, 50-36, Kearney Catholic. They've outscored Norfolk Catholic 28-10 in the second half. Studi just kind of dribbling in place. They back her out, trying to get Norfolk Catholic to foul to put them into the double bonus. Still a lot of time left, though. Just play good, tight defense. Prasoski drives out to Long. Kick it back out, and there is a foul. Whitney Colling will go to the line. The foul called on Maddie Love. That'll be her first, but now the 10th team foul, and every foul will be two free throws now for Kearney Catholic, and Colling has made her last five, so she is 6 of 8 from the line and will shoot two here. First one is on the way, and it's good. So free throws, and more free throws. We've had plenty of fouls in this game tonight. We shot 40 free throws, had 31 in the first half, 9 in the third quarter, and 12 now here in the fourth quarter as the second free throw is no good. It is punched out of bounds off the Stars, and Norfolk Catholic will have the basketball. 2:07 to go. They trail by 15, 51-36. Jennifer Keenan crossed the timeline, gives it to Hang. We knew that they'd lost their shooters from last year. It didn't look like it early on, but it's starting to take its toll here as the game progresses. They're not getting to the line as much as they did in the first half when they made 11 free throws, and they have fallen behind. Try to force it inside to Ehlers, and the ball will be stolen away again by Kearney Catholic and Squires. Turnover number 25 for Norfolk Catholic. Lob it on the high post to Maddie Squires. Squires brings it to the right elbow, then turns to the left. I think she walked, yep. That'll be the 11th turnover on Kearney Catholic. Last night in the girls' game, Kearney Catholic forced Sandy Creek into 29 turnovers, and the Cougars only had 3 in the fourth quarter. And now the starters come out for Coach Rick Petrie. And coming in is Michelle Messbarger. Also checking in, Morgan Teal, Mackenzie Smith, Elena Bach, and Jordan Streit. So fresh 5 for the final minute and a half here. And they've got fresh legs, and they want to go get the basketball. Lobbed into Piper, has position, put it up and in, and she's fouled. Stars just about stole it, and they kind of started the other way, and that left Piper all alone. And as they tried to get back down to Gina, the foul was committed. That's only the 5th point, though, of the fourth quarter for the Knights. The foul on Kearney Catholic as the free throw is up, and no good by Piper. Rebound brought down by Jordan Streit. 51-38 Stars, a minute 15 to go. And the shot underneath Smith, up and in, and it's 53-38. A minute to go in the game. Norfolk Catholic dumped it into the corner. Keenan, and with some pressure, did she step out of bounds? Nope, a timeout will be called here by Norfolk Catholic. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 1 minute on Classic Hits.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed,
the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Norfolk Catholic now out of timeouts. And they have the basketball underneath their own hoop, trailing 53-38, minute to go. That last basket was Michelle Messbarger, not Smith, my apologies. And now Messbarger makes the steal. Up the floor, she will find Teal, and then it's knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. But Kearney Catholic will get it underneath their own hoop with 41 seconds to go here in the game. Messbarger out, Strite in. Teal. Oh, also in there now is going to be Sarah Oldfather for Kearney Catholic. The freshman checks in. Mackenzie Smith takes the inbounds to Strite, tries to get it to Bach and throws it behind her and out of bounds. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll have all the final stats. And then we'll turn it over to the boys' game. Final at Kearney. Bellevue West just too much for Kearney High. A big fourth quarter. They win it 67-38 is the final for Bellevue West. Bellevue West won the girls' game 83-63. Here's an 18-footer on the way, and it is good for Hang, her first bucket of the ball game, 53-40, 20 seconds to go. Stars, one more possession. Elena Bach into the corner to Oldfather. Back out to Bach. Elena for the three-pointer. It's off the mark. Ball saved in there by Hang. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and Norfolk Catholic's last shot of the game comes up short from Keenan, and that will do it. So a little different than what we saw last night from the Stars. It took them a while to get going offensively, but they are able to start the season 2-0 with a 53-40 victory over Norfolk Catholic in a rematch of the first round of the state tournament game last year. Kind of the same, just a little bit more points, 39-31 last year, Stars 53-40. So Norfolk Catholic, kind of one of those ironic deals. Now, the last two games they've played have been against Kearney Catholic, and they dropped them both. So Norfolk Catholic will play Centura tomorrow in the 3 o'clock or in the third place game, and Kearney Catholic will play Lincoln Lutheran in the championship game. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports has been keeping you geared up for games for years and continue to do so by visiting all of the area schools and athletes to make sure they've got the gear they need. See them before the games begin from their storefront location at Ord. If you need something for Christmas, maybe you need something more for your sporting athlete, Misco Sports in downtown Ord, serving all of the state of Nebraska. 53-40. Kearney Catholic, the winner in our girls' game. Let's take a look at the final stats here for Norfolk Catholic. By the way, on the other side, 33-21, Lincoln Lutheran beat Centura in the other semifinal girls' game tonight. Now, that's the only other score we have on the girls' side. For Norfolk Catholic tonight, Joelle Eng ended up with 3 points and 5 rebounds. Bailey Barnes, 3 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Ashlyn Pospisil had 1 rebound. Maddie Love, 6 points on 6 of 6 shooting from the free throw line. She had 4 rebounds. Kristen McGuire had 7 points. All of those were in the first half, 4 rebounds. Bailey Ehlers, same thing for her. All her points in the first half with 6. She had 4 rebounds. Courtney Schindler had 6 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. And Gina Piper actually led the team in scoring with 8 points, a game-high 12 rebounds. And Morgan Malacek ended up with 1 point and 2 rebounds. 25 rebounds in the first half for Norfolk Catholic, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 11 of 18 in the first half, just 4 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 0 of 5 in the second half. turnovers for Norfolk Catholic, 14 in the first half, and they ended up with 12 in the second half. The Knights led by 4 at the half, 26 points, but just 14 in the second half. And the Knights finished with 40 points, 42 rebounds, 15 out of 25 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 26 turnovers. The Knights 0-1 on the season and will play at Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow. And that game will be at 1:30, the third place game against Centura. We'll look at the Kearney Catholic numbers right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. As we're back with you on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look now at the final numbers in the contest for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Michelle Messbarger with 2 points. Shayla Connor, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Jordan Streit, 2 rebounds. Allie Prasoski led the team with 11 points, 1 rebound. Like last night, most of her points were in the first half. Whitney Colling, all of her points were from the free throw line, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Morgan Studi, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Kylie Teal, 4 points, 1 rebound. Maddie Squires had 10 points, 7 rebounds to lead the team. And 1 block shot, Anna Squires, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Kayla Shundoff, 2 points and a rebound. And Caitlin Long, 3 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots. 16 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 13 in the first half, but 11 of 15 in the second half of play. 3-point shooting, the Stars were 4 of 17 in the first half. They cut down on those, and they were 2 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Kearney Catholic was down 4 at halftime when they scored 22 points, but they put up 31 in the second half to finish with 53 points, 27 rebounds. 15 out of 28 at the free throw line, 6 of 24 from 3-point land, 4 block shots, 12 turnovers. Kearney Catholic improves to 2-0 with a 53-40 win over 8th-ranked Norfolk Catholic. They'll play at 1:30 tomorrow in the new gymnasium at Grand Island Central Catholic against Lincoln Lutheran. We'll have it for you here on Classic Hits. We'll take about a 15-minute break, then be back with the boys' semifinal between Kearney Catholic and Parkview Christian. So keep it here. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, Kearney High tonight.